Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Have you here on the call. I have a very special guest today. I'm so excited to bring her on. This is one of my very, very dearest friends in the world, my bestie, Mandy White Pearl, who is, I'm going to tell the story first. Mandy, say hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today, Anne.
I know. It's so exciting. And hello, 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 Elizabeth, my wonderful producer. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very excited, as always, every time we have a show, so yay.
You're back home in Spain now, are you not?
Yes, 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 happily home.
Yay, I'll bet it's wonderful to be home. Okay, so I want to tell the story of how Mandy and I met, because, and then I'm going to give you all of her, you know, like, pedigree, which is really pretty impressive. Mandy and I met 5.5 years ago when we'd moved to from Virginia to Charlottesville, and I went to seminary, and I gotten ordained, and then I was like, well, now what do I do? And so I was like, well, let me just do what I did in Charlottesville to get my business going. So I was at a local Unity church, and I had offered an EFT practitioner, an EFT training, how to use EFT to, you know, transform your life, to change, you know, whatever it was you wanted in your life. Well, it was a 4-week class, and Mandy showed up, and she came to the class, and at the end of this class, I'm passing around this little love offering basket saying, well, you know, the suggested love offering is $20, and people are putting $2, $3 in, you know, kind of thing, because that's what they could afford. And Mandy comes up to me at the end of the class, and she goes, you know, you don't have to do it this way. You can do this online and, you know, make more money. And I'm like, really? How do you do that, right? So, because I had always been intrigued. So, ironically, Mandy was working full-time at the time, and she was telling me she was going back to work, and I was like, I read her, and I was like, Mandy, really? You've got entrepreneur written all over you. What are you doing? Go back to you. What are you doing working? So 2 weeks later, she loses her job. They downsize, and, you know, this was back in 2008. Everybody's downsizing at the time, right? So she calls me up, and she's like, well, what did you do? I'm like, I didn't do anything. What do you mean? So anyway, the bottom line is she started her journey into entrepreneurial world. I started my journey into online world. And the two of us just sort of meshed really well, and we had a great time, and we cried together. We would cuss, you know, we'd get mad, and we'd get frustrated, and we've seen each other through a lot, and we are accountability partners, and we've watched each other grow our businesses. So it's a total honor to have her here. I have to say, I can remember when, you know, in the beginning, I had so many techie issues. So, I mean, she would be like, oh, my gosh, WordPress is so awesome. You could do this and this. Be like, WordPress, I hate it. You know, I couldn't figure it out. So I went to one of her talks, and she was giving this talk on Twitter, and I'm like, what is that? What are people tweeting? What is this? And, like, next thing you know, I immersed myself in Twitter, and, like, now I've got 60,000 Twitter followers. This is all due to Mandy. So, Mandy, I'm so glad to have you here. I want to do a little bit about, like, you've got an MBA. You have served as the president of the American Marketing Association in South Florida for 3 years. You were the marketing director for the Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle in Miami for 4 years. Now you've got your own networking group called Expand Your Impact. You are a co-author with Dan Kennedy on a book, The Ultimate Success Secret. You make money 24/7, you know, 365 days a year from all these incredible information products, these magic bullets. We're going to talk about magic bullet in a minute. You know, you have this program called the Magic Bullet University, and you teach women how to build their businesses online like you did me. Like, you just, like, walked with me every step of the way. You are a marketing strategist. You're brilliant. You're fun, and you're funny, and I just have so much fun with you. And I think of you, as you well know, like my little sister, because you're a lot younger than I am, but we've somehow just managed to have this really great friendship. So, Mandy, welcome. I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you, honey. It's just a pleasure. I think, you know, we talk every day anyway, and I definitely, like, my first piece of advice for the audience would be make sure you find someone or ask, you know, the universe to bring you somebody. And I think that in all of this, you and I being together has really been our secret to success, because we talk every day on the phone, you know, multiple times, and we're always there to help each other hold that higher space of, you know, I'm going to help you through the technical challenges or through some strategic stuff, but you're always there for me. You know, the best story I have of you is, you know, I had left it when I left the job. I'm like, okay, I need to make what I was making in my job. And you were very good at helping me to, and I totally not into the woo-woo stuff at that point. I had all my woo-woo books in a closet. My husband at the time
literally.
He told me I couldn't bring him out of the closet because he didn't want anybody to know I needed help. But I'm like secretly talking to Ann, and I said, I got to make as much as I did in my job. I need somebody to pay at that point like $5,000 a month. I can't make it on unemployment. I got to have somebody pay me $5,000 a month. But I can't work 60 hours a week to make that money. And so you know, spent, I don't know how long, tapping on the phone with me, helping me to sort of process and create a client. And then literally, I don't know, a couple hours later, I get a call to go in to have a meeting. And because you helped me sort of raise my personal power and believe that it was possible to get what I want in the way that I wanted it to look, you know, I landed a client who I worked 20 hours a week for, getting paid $5,000 a month. And that gig lasted exactly as long as it needed to in order to, you know, help me create the next thing. So
it was, and I remember that story so much because I was on my way. I was driving up to my daughter's graduation from college, and you called me in the morning, and you were like, nobody's going to pay me what I want. You know, it was like what I had gone through when I was creating Francisco. You know, like, there's no man who's going to be like this, and I can't, you know, how can I trust myself, and how am I ever going to have this kind of, you know, life, and, you know, all of that. And I just tapped and sobbed and tapped and sobbed. And then, you know, like, and then 3 months later, he shows up, right? So I knew where you were. And I'm driving, and I'm just walking with you, you know, like tapping along with you while I'm driving on I-95 going north. And you're crying on the other end, and I'm like, you know, we're tapping through it. And then you're like, maybe it could happen, and maybe, you know, all right, well, okay, well, let's see, you know. So and then you call me. And I was in Maryland at that point, and you're like, oh my God, I got the job. So it was so, so cool to watch that transformation happen. And I've just seen it happen over and over and over again, because you know as well as I do that the journey of being an entrepreneur requires that we get out of our own way over and over and over and over again. It, with our beliefs that say you can't do it, nobody's going to pay you, who do you think you are, how do you think you're going to do that, you know, all of that stuff just shows up over and over again. It's like, you know, can it please stop already? And it does. But it, you know, it's an interesting process. Yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, and that's part of, I think you brought me here today to talk about sort of redefining Superwoman. And you know, we both evolved our brands from, you know, you charging love offerings at, you know, the Unity Church and me standing in Target crying, you know, creating the fact I got, you know, a pink slip, and then saying, okay, I'm never going to have another job again, knowing very clearly I was never going to have another job again. I want what I want. And so we were talking before the show, like what the iterations of that looks like. And now that we're 6 years out, we forget what those beginning times look like. And so we see a lot of times in our clients, I know that, you know, they have this brand identity problem and they're like, they think that they can't launch anything until they get it just right. And
oh my word, yes.
Perfect. And we, I know we were laughing before. So I originally started out, I was like, I don't actually remember how I just got asked to speak at an event. I think that's what happened. Is somebody asked me to speak. They're like, you're young. You go speak about, can you talk to us about social media? And I was like, all right. And I went and Googled some stuff and I talked, and I knew I had to have like something to sell after that to like have a business or whatever. So my first website was freesocialmediahelp.com. And, you know, I thought that was like pretty awesome. It was a great domain name. Like it would get all this traffic, right? And then I quickly realized that, you know, anybody who, nobody's going to pay you when they expect free help. But it did get me clients, and it got me, you know, it got me experience. And so I would try to do Facebook for some clients, and I'd get results for them. And then it would be like, okay, well, let's learn about, you know, Twitter. And I would research stuff, and I would learn about it, and then I would teach it. Like that sort of baby steps and the increments of don't be fearful that you have to know everything or you have to, you know, have it all figured out. I've always been one of those ones who can just take those little baby steps, probably because I was freaking out about it with you behind the scenes, but it was just those little baby steps that said, all right, if I can find one person who will pay for this, learn a little bit, I'm gonna do it. And for me, I've always sort of increased that. You've helped me a lot to increase that vision of an ideal client and keep continuing by learning what I didn't want, what would be possible for what I did want.
Yeah, yeah. And your name after, and we just have to, because in the joint venture giveaway class right now, we're talking about names and titles for their free offerings for this upcoming JV giveaway. So I just want, I really, really want to play for a second about the names that you've come up with. And, like, now you have the Magic Bullet University, right? And then after you created this, you learned that Magic Bullet was what?
So, yeah, so.
Because it's like, fun. I mean, I think it's fun. Yeah.
Well, I don't even know. I don't honestly remember the moment that I came up with that name. But for me, it was like I started, I think it was because I created Facebook. I was going to do a training on Facebook, and I could buy the domain Facebook Magic Bullet. And what I wanted to sort of counteract was in the world, everybody says, oh, there's no such thing as a magic bullet. There's no such thing as a silver bullet. And what I realized was like there's still stuff you have to learn and you can and be more successful if you know it. So that's why I kind of went with that name. But, you know, I grew up strict Southern Baptist, and I had no idea that magic bullets were like a type of vibrator. So, like, everybody's letting me go about, you know, promoting this name, and here I am just, you know, naive little me, you know, having no concept that, you know, basically everybody thinks that I'm selling vibrators now.
But you have to think about the irony of it, you know, like there's pleasure in vibrators, right? So there's pleasure in, you know, growing your business and growing them in certain ways, you know, and not every method of marketing is perfect for every person. You know, I mean, I always teach my people, do three, get them down, get them systematized, get good at them, and then add more marketing streams, because otherwise you're going to be making yourself nuts trying to do too many at once. It's too big, too broad. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the magic bullet will help you get those systems in place, right? But
right.
It was not just the magic bullet, because I think, actually, it's a really good name, and I didn't know it was named for vibrator either, actually. But the other piece was this is the fun part of this, the social media hooker that you were you were at one point thinking about, you know, doing, because it's a hooky title, right? And then you realized, oh wait, you know, wait, this just has a double entendre, right?
Right, right, yeah. There was, you know, there, I probably own now, you know, close to 150 domain names, and I too, I know you.
Yeah, you got me to that.
Used to be I bought shoes, and now I buy domain names. But used to used to buy purses, and I buy domain names.
I buy domain names. Yes.
Yeah, it's the naming part of this is just one of those things where you've got to go test it out with other people. And I think I learned the hard way in the beginning of, and I had the Dan Kennedy community to support me. So Dan Kennedy is a copywriting, you know, genius, the grandfather of it. And so you learned a lot about, like, he has very sensational headlines and very sensational sort of copy. And I was definitely not in the my full sort of cheerleader power of being rah-rah about things, but you learn what does attract people. And I think part of it, as I've watched other people launch their programs and products, I see what people are, like, attracted to. And sometimes it's just the name. Like, mm-hmm. people just like the name of it. And mm-hmm. then there's no substance behind the program sometimes or whatever that might be. So when you're naming something, if we're giving, you know, your JV giveaway people some advice, look at what other things out there are named and start to realize that that little piece of curiosity or that little piece of intrigue mm-hmm. is what you're attracted to. If I look at my shelves and I see what I've bought, you know, there's secrets in the name and hidden profits in the name and mastery, right? So these are all, like, words that I'm really drawn to, that because I want that result about what it is that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things I teach my people is to, and I'm sure I've learned this from you and through conversations with you, and also just I remember the moment in my very first mastermind group when people were renaming they were rebranding at that point. There were several of them. And at least three of them came up with the word divine in their titles. And I'm like, wow, they really like that word. And suddenly it was like, you know, the V8 moment. Oh, oh, I get it. They really resonate with that word. And so for me, then it became a branded word for me. And so when each person finds their own words that really work for them and their people, it is like magic. It really is a magic bullet for copywriting. There you go. Do you have that one already?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
you know, it helps them be able to connect with their ideal people. So, mm-hmm. like, learning what that particular word is or bunches of words are that really connect with their people is truly magical. You know, you were talking about, well, we want to talk about, like, what is, because Superwoman, frankly, you know, the old version of it, you might be too young, but there used to be this TV show commercial that was, you know, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, ever, ever let you forget your man, you know. those were the lyrics, you know, and because I'm a woman, you know, like, Anjali, that was the name of the program or the thing. So it's like that woman was the 80s version of Superwoman. She's, you know, she's out to work, she comes home, she's still, you know, that woman. Obviously, that's an old, thank you, God, let it go, right? You have a different vision of what the Superwoman is. Can you tell me what it is, like define who she is and what she's about?
Well, I think that the fact that I've chosen the words redefining Superwoman is important because what I determine that I want for my life and who I need to be to have that kind of life is different than who you are and what you need. And I find that with all my clients, I'm not ever helping them build or create the same business. And I think that's one of the problems you and I ran into with coaches that we've worked with is they lack that creativity and the imagination and the possibility, like the magic of being able to co-create, is that none of us have to have the same looking business. And where you and I have both stepped really beautifully into much more success, much more ease, and much more grace with our businesses is where we're dividing. Like, I haven't run my live events. I've tried several times to tell you that's the right way to do it and you should do it, and you've been jealous and been like, I want that. But you don't want to get dressed up and stand in front of a room once a month, and you don't get high from that like I do.
No, you are
masterful.
High from this. Get high from this. This right here, right now.
You are also masterful at, like, having conversations with people on Facebook and Twitter, where even yesterday you're like cranky at me because I wasn't like petty, you know, nice enough to my email list, and there's just a nuance in how you and I are different, and yet we're both successful in that sort of right. So with Redefining Superwoman, it's really about, I'm on a mission to empower women to say, stop giving your power away and stop, you know, thinking you have to have a business like whatever guru you're looking at, and really start to find someone who can support you in building the business that you want to have, like all the things you challenge, like, I want it to be this way. I think we could do it that way. There's sound business principles that you have to abide by. Like, everybody has to have a target market. Everybody needs to be able to talk about the problems they solve. And everybody needs to talk in a transformational way to be more successful. But, you know, whether you Facebook or Twitter or speak or write books or blog, there, I could point out thousands of ways that people are making money doing that, and it's just about finding that perfect fit for you. And the workload thing too, you and I really want to make our businesses something that supports the life we want to have. So my thing is yoga and Pilates and my two bonus children, and then you've got your swimming, and you are setting yourself up so that you can play with grandkids soon. So this is like the life you want to have is this business that we can now create. And I think it's totally possible for everybody once they stop being afraid. That's the other thing I would credit you with most definitely, is every single time I've made a big leap, you have, with your intuition, like, you'll say, I've heard you saying that several times, like, I think you should do this. And I've always been like, oh, I don't think I can do that. You're like, well, that's the thing you got to go do then, because, like, you're scared about it. And just helping me see that my intuition doesn't feel light and fluffy and, you know, beautiful all the time. My intuition actually most of the time is pretty fucking scary because it asks me to do something I'm not used to doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's,
yay, potty mouth.
What was that, Mandy? Pretty flipping scary.
And brings out the cursing in me.
No, but you're lovely, so I think everybody will forgive you.
Yeah. No, it is true. The intuitive part of us is so powerful, and we just have to recognize when it's talking to us and learn that's what the difference is between that and ego. But I love what you said about really honing in on Redefining Superwoman is really about, it's really about honoring your own style of the way you want to do business and why you want to do business and what you want that to look like and what your genius is, because your genius is different from my genius. You're right. I would just be like, oh, my God, I don't want to do it, you know, getting up and you know, being in front of people once a month and creating the whole event and having it put, you know, like, oh, forget it. Totally not my love. I don't mind, but it's not my love. And I want to do things I love because my life is all about that. And so my business needs to support that. And so I want it to be doing things that I love doing in my business. And there are so many different ways to do that. But finding that, you're right, it's about really honing in and finding out what is the right piece for you, what is the right what is the right method and how, you know, each piece of those things takes tweaking to find out what your genius is and find out what's working here and what's not working and how can we tweak what's not working.
And with all of it, you're never, so let me also say this like afraid to start energy is, and there's probably a better word for it than that, but I watch my clients, and I know I've heard about your clients, is because it's like they're afraid to do something, or again, they hear that somebody else is doing something and it's really successful. Well, anywhere you have that green-eyed jealousy monster show up, it's a way for you to, like, say, what piece of that is what I want, not maybe necessarily, like, the whole thing, right? So there's just a piece of it that's really good and juicy that you can say, I want that. So when you said, you know, you're jealous of what I have, it's more that I've created this community. And so you're like, well, that's the part of it that I want. I want the community, but I don't want the live in-person every month kind of thing. And then you've created this. So I want the community and I want to be able to reach them all over the world and, you know, through my voice and things like that. So I just encourage everybody to, we often cut off and say, oh, you know, I don't want that. And we hear it a lot. I don't want that. Well, what part of it do you not want? And what part of it do you want so that you can keep creating what you want and not more of what you don't want?
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, this little piece that Mandy keeps bringing up about the jealousy part, it's not really jealousy. It's sort of like envy. You know, it's like, oh, envy. You know, oh, I want that. You know, there's a piece of, and both of us, we laugh about it with each other, like, oh, I want to do that. That's so cool. So it inspires us to take a look at what is it about that that we really like, which is exactly what Mandy's saying here. It's an inspiration piece. So if you do find yourself, you know, with that, for example, for a while I had, like website envy, right? And then I was like, well, all right, so what do I need to do so that I don't have website envy? What do I need to take care of on my end? And it's like, it's going to be such a big deal and all of that. So I had to, you know, portion it out and figure out what it is exactly that I really wanted. So if you take any kind of envy that you've got going on, because we all do, it's natural human emotion. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just when it turns into the green-eyed monster and you get, you know, growly about it, then that's a problem. But using it to motivate you forward is a good thing, because clearly if you have envy, you're thinking that something is missing in your own life or something is missing in your own world around, you know, in your business, around what that is. And so now, okay, well, then how can I create it and use it as a source of inspiration? So not as a source of, like, I'm less than because I don't have, you know. And that's, and Mandy's not kidding, we do talk to each other every day. It's pretty amazing, and sometimes multiple times a day. But I will say that that's been a lifesaver and hands down one of the best things I would say to people is find someone you really like, develop a relationship with them, become accountability partners, work with each other, help one another, support one another on this journey, because you cannot do this alone. It is too big. It's too much. It's too wonky. You know, I mean, you have to, there's so much to learn. I can remember calling you and just like crying because I couldn't understand, you know, what a stupid squeeze page was, or, you know, like the language alone of an online business was overwhelming for me. And you're like, oh, please, that's not, you know, you had no issues with it, right? You were totally, and I can specifically, there was one time, I want to share this story, actually, if you don't mind. There was one time in the beginning, I was having Mandy help me with my website, right? And so she would take her time and she'd come in and she'd help me and she'd, you know, show me what to do on my website. And so one weekend she got cranky with me and didn't want to help me. And I, you know, honestly, don't blame her. So I was like, fine, I'll figure it out myself, which was so great. It was so great because I forced myself to just go through the discomfort of learning that techie part, and I totally empowered myself because she gave me space and permission to do that by saying no. It was great.
You,
it was really great.
You
know,
you taught me a,
to do that.
Yeah, you taught me a good lesson there too, because I was starting to have like really bad boundaries with you about that. Like you were wanting to learn and you wanted and you needed a lot of hand holding. And so here I was teaching something that like I had just sort of learned myself and, you know, wasn't my gift. It wasn't what I really loved to do, but I was doing it because, you know, I needed to do it and I was helping you. And it got to that point where, yeah, where I also had to like realize that you were still going to like me. And that was a big kind of boogeyman for me is you are still going to like me even if I told you no. And
yeah.
I told you I couldn't help you. I had to trust that you were going to figure it out and you didn't need me to save you. And that
yeah.
was a really big gift for me of, oh, okay, I don't have to take on this responsibility for my clients. I can, like, give them the start and they it's their jobs to figure out the rest. And you've also, so the funny thing is at that time I was helping a couple other people and the difference between you and them is you did want it very badly and you did, instead of playing victim to me and saying, well, you know, I can't build my business because Mandy won't help me with my page and, you know, that's why I didn't get any clients. You were like, no, damn it, I'm going to figure it out. And you did. And you're still in business. And some of those other ones I started off helping still blame, you know, me and the next person for not having the business they want.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's another piece of the redefining superwoman I have is that she claims responsibility for herself and the life she wants to have, and she's not a victim to anybody. And to tie that back to the analogy you made earlier is it sounds like that woman in the 80s was trying to prove that she could do it all instead of just being who she is and having that be enough. And from there, creating from that real true place of I'm enough, this is all good, you know, and not taking responsibility for other people's stuff.
Yeah. So Mandy, tell me some of the really great successes you've had with clients, because I just love hearing these. And I know that for other people listening, it's, you know, it's a real inspiration because you guys really have to know we have been in the trenches with each other in the dirt, you know, crying and tapping and wondering what the F, you know, we're doing and saying I want to quit and digging in deeper. And then by holding on and finding that spot within ourselves, we've been able to move through it. But I won't pretend it wasn't, you know, some pieces were easy, yes, absolutely. But the pieces that were, you know, bite you in the tushy were, you know, they really had us at times. And we had to just breathe through it and move through it. So it's really great to hear the successes too. So you
mm-hmm.
feel like sharing any of those?
Of course. I love, you know, sharing what awesome things people are up to. And I'll say too, so like you said, you set the context up well of, you know, part of it, I love the analogy, I'll start with this, is the analogy of I've not birthed any of my own children here. So that, I remember when one of my girlfriends had a baby and immediately afterwards she very descriptively described exactly what happened and you were like horrified that you know anybody would do this, right? It seems awful. Like, and then I talked to her like 48 hours later and she sort of forgot that she had told me the story and was telling me again and it was a completely different story than what she told me the first time. Like all the gross stuff and all the bad stuff was taken out. It was just like she had this precious baby now and that was all that mattered and like she forgot about all the awful things.
Yes.
And I think that's probably why women continue to have babies is because like they just forget this not fun part And they don't tell it to everyone else to sort of ruin that experience or, okay, it's temporary, it's not. So in all of these stories that you see with whoever it is that's a successful guru, they all have these sorts of stories behind the scenes of how things didn't sort of go so well. And what it is that you can't, you just keep on going. You can't stop and give up, and you have to keep on keeping at it. So one of my favorite, I guess, I like bragging about you. I mean, the fact that you've done, you know, $35,000 off of Twitter in a month is just like, most people I know hate Twitter. They hate Twitter. And
I love Twitter.
That's a fabulous story. You've really taken to, you know, you're very good being, and watch that too. So if you guys are not good at being chatty, if you're more like me and kind of just abrupt and blunt about stuff, then, you know, you can't be tweeting. It's not going to work.
or find somebody to write tweets for you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, another story I have is I have a personal training client. She does fitness. And she was charging the normal $50 an hour for sessions. And we had a 20-minute coaching conversation where I helped her hone in on a target market. She said she wanted to work with more like alpha females, those women who wanted to lose that last 5 pounds and keep it off. And we identified that in order for that woman to lose 5 pounds and keep it off, she really needed to commit to the trainer for a year, because just keeping the weight off immediately and then having life happen, that 5 pounds would now be 7 later, mm-hmm. and then she'd take it off, and it would just be this yo-yo. But if you worked with somebody for a year, you could help them break that habit and help them really integrate that into their life. And we talked about what the value of that would be, and she was able to go out, and the next client she saw, actually, she enrolled the woman in a $2,000 3-month program that auto-renewed, right? And so she locked in stable income for herself and knew that she was going to be able to repeat that, because she was getting the person to also buy into, we know that this is going to take a year to happen, and we're doing it in chunks of 90 days. And that was really eye-opening for her, and the clientele got much better. She wasn't now working with people who were just, oh, you know, I can fit 3 sessions in this week, and next week I'm going to go on vacation, so I'm not going to pay you, and that sort of feast or famine cycle that I don't care if it's a personal trainer or a holistic healer. All of you, a massage therapist, all of you deal with that. Unless you lock in stable income, you deal with this. Some days I have great money, and some days I don't.
Yeah. Boy, that's so true. That is so true. That's a great story, too. Because who would have thought that you could take a 5-pound, you know, issue, if you will, that last 5 pounds, and turn it into a year-long program? But it makes total sense to me, who's, like, you know, way over 5 pounds overweight. And, you know, and I could totally see that using that for a whole year would be so beneficial. Like, you just commit, period. You're committing to getting it off and becoming that person who keeps it off. That's it.
Right.
Just what it is.
And she specializes in that. It really helps her to not have to know all kinds of other things. Like, the person who only has 5 pounds to lose is different than the one who has more to lose.
Yep.
So, you know, for her, we also had to work on her beliefs of, look, if they're paying $2,000, then you need 5 of them to get to $10,000. And so, and you're going to have, you know, enrolling again every 3 months or whatever. But anyway, you need 5 people at $2,000 to get yourself to $10,000. Isn't that way easier to think about only needing to get 5 new clients every month than trying to think about, you know, 10,000 divided by 50 and having to deal with all of those numbers of sessions? So, and needing to know, okay, I'm going to help men do this, and I'm going to help women do that, and I'm going to help them lose 50 pounds. Like, all of that's just a lot to think about.
Yes. Yeah.
Helping her to streamline it lets her have time at the beach, lets her have time to date, lets her have time to do whatever she wants, because she's not having to, you know, juggle taking care of too many different people.
So she is actually redefining the superwoman. But in addition to that, here's what I hear about this. She has become an expert in her niche market, which is alpha women, 5 pounds, let's do it. You know, it's like there's a power in that. You become the go-to girl for helping create that. And you build your reputation around that. And guess what? Women talk, because those women know other women who want that help, and they're going to be referring people. So there's so much power in this. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage for your client to have said, yes, that's the way I'm going to build my business, and that's the focus I'm going to do. And that's the piece I find that a lot of clients end up having challenges with, is that taking, having the courage to step into that new vision, and like fear of losing other customers. Like, I'm sure she was afraid of losing the men customers and the other women who were, you know, more overweight and having different issues and, you know, different ages and whatever, different mental, you know, mindset, you know, issues, et cetera. Instead, she wanted to focus on her people, her ideal people, and it took a lot of courage for her to do that and let the others go. And ironically, I think that the thing is that when you do that, what happens is your world shifts and changes. And yes, there's a little bit of a transitional period, but it can be done easily. It doesn't have to be done like immediate and then all of a sudden, okay, now I'm the expert in this. You start to rework your marketing, you rework your message, you rework, you know, your website, all of that kind of thing as you move into that new space. That's
right.
Powerful.
And that's the evolution I've gone through. It's the evolution that you've gone through. You haven't had as many like name changes as I have over the years, but I was sort of, and it's funny, we all go back to what we originally kind of start with too. Like, this was the kind of woman that I wanted to help in the beginning. I just didn't know enough about it and how to do it and how to work it and the nuances. Like, just because you want to help women entrepreneurs or mompreneurs or whatever your thing is, there's still a sub-segment of that that you want to help and that you can help and that is ideal to help, because the rest of them, if they don't want it and aren't urgent for them, then you're not going to help them. And
right.
None of us want to go through having clients that don't get results, because, you know, we have to then deal with it, you know, taking it personally that it's your fault, when really it was probably your fault not having really clearly identified with them in the beginning that they weren't ideal for this. They weren't ready for this. It wasn't, they didn't have the capacity to know how to create as well. But sometimes going through that example helps somebody really get clear on how much they still need in order to get what they want.
You had said yes, all of that. And it is interesting about the iterations. I think about 4 years ago, I settled into Divinely Intuitive Business. But I have to say, before that, I'm going to just, you know, reveal, show my panties a little bit here. My first iteration, was thinkitbeitseeit.com, right? You remember, and you met me at that point. You met me maybe at that, right into
the... How about Ask Carly On?
Yeah, Ask Carly On, and I also had Queen Anne Productions, remember that? Because you and I were together when I was like, well, I just want to sell my... You were reminding me of this yesterday. We were laughing about it. I just want to sell my CDs. I don't want to really do any marketing. And now I'm like, oh, I love marketing. I study commercials on TV. I look at, you know, ads. I think they're, you know, I love the languaging around creating words and pulling a brand out of someone and just like, you know, helping, using my intuition to just like, boom, that's it, bingo. And it's just so much fun. You know, to me, it just lights me up and turns me on. But in the beginning, it was like, I just want to sell my CDs, you know, and I hear that from people. I just totally get it. But I forget sometimes that, you know, it's like, you know, women forgetting childbirth, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's go into, you had shared
more
about your, you know, social media hooker. I figured I'd share my.
I had one more success story for you that I wanted
to
share.
Tell.
Now that I'm, like, saying that, I forgot what one it was. But, no, actually, the other one is I have a client who really started to understand her worth is the transformation. And in what she did is, it's a very similar case too. They come to me and they're charging this for this and that for the something else. So in this case, I have two examples I can give. But the first one is, you know, I get paid $5,000 for a speaking gig, and then I can go in and do a workshop for a company, and I want each of the people to pay $100 a head. And then if that's up to five people, it's this much. And if it's up to, like, she had all these different ways that she charged. And mm-hmm. you were just like, I have to write it all out to get, I'm very visual, so I needed to write it out to understand what that would be. But it was just confusing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the healers do it too. Well, we charge $50 for Reiki, and we charge $75 for an EFT session. And, you know, if it's weight loss hypnosis, it's $95. And it's like, why is it any different? We shouldn't be trading time for money in the first place, but don't confuse your clients either with having a bunch of different prices. If you package things and help people with a transformation, and I have found the secret for me is to say, I can fix one problem. My clients can fix one problem in 30 days, can fix two problems in like 90 days, and we can fix a shitload more if we spend a year together, right? We can handle all those little things. So being able to divide up what you're doing, this is also comes from the syndrome of most of us women want to help too much and help with everything, when really somebody, in order to get to that next step or to get to the place they want to be, has to go through several steps to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they can't afford your year-long program, but if they can spend 30 days with you and get a transformation, get a result, they'll feel confident in themselves, they'll feel confident in you, and then you'll be able to help take that next step. And that's really what funnel-driven marketing is really about, or systemizing your marketing, is have a way that people can progress, have a way that you're setting people up for success.
Mm-hmm.
So with this client, we took it from the top. How much do you want to make a year? You know, and she said 100, and I had to slap her a little bit because both you and I realize, you know, we spent lots of years wanting to make 100, and then we realized that 100 really isn't enough to live on, much less run a business where you have teams supporting you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry if I'm bust people's bubbles here, but
don't tell that secret yet.
Don't tell that one yet. Aim a little higher. And I know for my own self, too, when I aimed higher, when I finally was like, shit, I really have to make 250, don't I, in order to get pedicures and go on trips and have a VA team and things
right.
like that, my 100,000 came like that. When
yeah.
I set my goal on 250, 100, it happened immediately. Like, I was hovering around 8,000 for a while, couldn't quite get to the 10 solid. Sometimes I'd make 10.5 or something, and then I'd drop back down to 8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I said, nope, got to be 20,000 a month from now on, I dramatically increased. I stayed well above 10 and, you know, even made it closer to that 20 pretty quickly.
Which means so, you actually made a decision. You made a decision that you were going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you. I've seen you work it to make it happen. It's not been I'm just going to, you know, put my fingers together and it happens. There's a decision, and then there's an action, and then there's allowing, and the universe opens up and it shows up. But we have to show up first.
And actually
we have to make the decision first, and then we have to show up.
And that's a very important part of the superwoman part of, we run businesses different than men. And you've listened to me and heard me over the years, and I've tried to teach you in my Den Kennedy style marketing, my masculine marketing. You know, I even get a deeper voice when I talk about it. But that, you were always like, yeah, no, that sounds like too much work. And so I would have to go, okay, fuck that. Let's go try
to do it that way.
Your way. Right? And
yeah.
And so there's this, you always had that a gift of saying, let's allow, like, how can we make this fun and easier?
Yeah.
So that, you know, it was, you're like, no, I'm not wasting my time doing that. So
yeah, definitely.
With
yeah.
this, with the stepping up in the money, to finish the client example, when we got the client to realize that the life she really wanted to live, which also included her actually deciding that she needed pedicures and it was a non-negotiable, and you've helped me with this too. Pilates is not negotiable.
My God, yes.
You know, sex is not negotiable. Yep. And in order for me to be sex ready in my personal relationship, I have to be able to have taken care of myself enough that I can be a wife and a mother and be open to all, to that receiving. So there's, you have to step up and say for yourself, this is what I demand. This is what I need to have the life I want. And then know that the money is going to come and be there for you. So when she realized that, she was then able to make better decisions on how to price and how to structure, and then just kind of see, like men do, the game of the money, right? So if I'm going to spend a day with somebody or a day with 10 people, I don't care. My day is $8,500.
Yep. And Dan, so, yeah.
Right? I can really quickly say, okay, then that's 100 people paid 85 bucks, or I don't really care if everybody comes free, if somebody just pays that $8,500 fee,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it allows you also to say, okay, so I'm going to go to a conference, and I'm going to troll to get clients or, you know, network to get clients. Well, if I'm going to spend 3 days in an event, I need that to end up making me $6,000. And if I know that I can get a client for that, then that exertion of time is well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you to really be clear about how to spend your time and to pay for assistance.
Yep. Yeah, I'm always thinking about that, like, okay, ROI, return on investment, time and others. Okay, so thank you. Elizabeth is reminding me that we're going to open the lines. We have also promised a couple of things, and we're really short on time. So you said that you were going to talk about how to market in a spiritual way. Three keys of deciding which type of marketing that you should be doing versus making the deadly mistakes. And I think you might have already touched upon a lot of these. Maybe you could go
mm-hmm.
real quick so we have, you know, people, you know, who have a question for you can ask that question.
Well, so the overview of this would be target market. Or actually, sorry, that's a reflex to say target market. Ideal client. Who is it that really, 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 if you did your work with and they did what you were telling them to do, they would get a phenomenal result? Who ideally do you want to work with? And then what is the problem that they're suffering with that they just can't, they're so ready to get that problem solved, they'll do anything for? And then trusting that the universe, that the fact that you have that desire and that inkling, then those, if you search out ideal clients who have a pressing problem that you can solve, then you'll never run out of clients. You'll never run out of clients, and you'll have amazing, great clients who get great results, as long as you stay clear on those three things.
Nice.
So the three mistakes would quickly be schizophrenia. Like, I want to help everybody with every problem, and I want to do every type of marketing to get it done, to get it. Like, this week, today I do Facebook, tomorrow I do YouTube, tomorrow I do, and I can help women, I can help men, and I can help ADHD students. It could really help everybody. Avoid schizophrenia. If you have that, you have to hire Ann or I immediately, because schizophrenia will only make you broke and crazy.
And crazy, and everybody crazy around you, and then they'll all
and
hate
your family
you.
Will probably hate you, and your kids will hate you, and yeah, it's just a bad downward cycle.
That's really true.
So the second mistake I would say is also bootstrapping. This is one I have have talked about, you know, people being divinely broke.
Mm-hmm.
If you continue to live in a reality where money is limited, then you will continue to live in a reality where money is limited.
Mm-hmm.
But there are tons of ways that money can come beyond just getting clients, that if you decide to build your business based on the budget that you have and not based on what you need to do in order to have the business that you want and the life that you want, you'll stay stuck and you'll stay small forever. So don't run around trying to shoestring budget it. even when Ann and I did that wrong in the beginning, we still highly leveraged everything that we were doing. We bought our first information product together. It was $500, I want to say, and each of us did $250. But we devoured it. We asked questions.
We really did.
We looked at it again. We talked about it.
I still read that one. I think it's fabulous. And I can remember, I just want to tell everybody this because this was so real for me. 6 years ago when Mindy and I met and she told me about this one product, I was just askance that somebody would charge $497 or $597, whatever it was, for a 12-week program. Like, what? I can't believe that. And I was like, that's so cool. You know, it was just like, oh, my God.
And you're also like, that's like a gazillion love offerings because, I just got $12 in the plate, right? And that's
yes.
The reality of I constantly am paying more for people when it shocks me like that because, for me, the first VIP day that I did where I paid the person $8,500 and I got what I got, and even if I was a little disappointed in what I got, I was still like, there's still plenty of people paying her $8,500 for this. So if I do twice as much as she does, it's definitely worth $8,500. And it helped me raise my own value.
Exactly.
And helped me understand how to charge more. And then how to just look at people and laugh at them when they don't get it. Like,
okay.
All right, so
we got a question. Let's do it real quick.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a question from Kat. She's on the line now, Anne.
Go, Kat.
Hi there. I love listening to you guys. And my question is, Mindy, can you expand a little bit more about the wording that can be used when you're moving from the dollars for hours with explaining what you can accomplish working with someone in, you know, like the 60-day framework or a 30-day framework or 90 or, you know, a year? I loved how you were phrasing some of that.
Talk a little bit more. I'm not clear on what you're asking.
Wait a minute. I just want you to know you have 2 minutes. That's it. So real quick.
It was changing from the mindset. I've already changed from the mindset of the dollars for hours, but if you could just address a little bit more some of the wording to use with prospects when you're having that discovery session and what you could accomplish with them in a certain time frame.
Yeah, so when you have the discovery session, you're actually really doing that diagnosis with them, and I kind of makes a checklist of how messed up are they? How much do they need that transformation, right? How many things is it going to take them to get what they really want? And then when I make my prescription, I say, look, you are, we'll just use the weight loss, you know, you are 50 pounds overweight and you want to lose this 50 pounds.
I'm really sorry. I've got to break in. Mandy, are you able to stay on the chat for 5 minutes after the show and just go through this question? Because we're going to just have to close up now. Would that be possible, Mandy? Would you
sure
be able to chat?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you. Right. Over to you, Anne.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm so sorry. All right, everyone. Nice deep breath in. Let's say thank you, Mindy. This was just absolutely brilliant. We'll have you on again because clearly we have a lot of fun. Everyone, your gifts are so powerful and people are looking for you. They are looking for your work and they want to hear from you. Make it easy for them. Get your message clear. Get your offerings clear. Get yourself clear. Get your mindset clear so that you can have your people find you easily. Go be that divine expression in the world you came to be, and go get your divine on. Thank you, everyone, for showing up today.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.
Okay, well, thank